News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Jill, tell us what is the current state of play?
Yeah, so like we're somewhat at a loss because we have sent all this documentation through already, so there is some kind of communication issues here. We were working into the wee hours this morning, just documenting every single bit of communication that we've had with the department and with the embassy in Tel Aviv. So we've also been speaking to various TDs. They've offered to get in touch with the Department of Justice and Jim O'Callaghan.
Okay, I'm sorry, sorry to cut across. Do you understand when they say insufficient documentation? Do you understand? Have you any idea what they're referring to?
They're referring to information that we have supplied. So it's
but
very
is
difficult.
Is there anything so in particular that the application is lacking?
No. So, for example, birth certs, but they've been sent. So if there's just some confusion here. And like from a safeguarding point of view, the GAA have been very supportive on this. They would not have allowed us put this trip together if there were not safeguarding issues put in place. These coaches that were travelling with the children, they have done safeguarding. They are the coaches of these children in Ramallah, and we have the permissions from the parents.
Do you think there is goodwill on this on both sides to actually get this sorted? Are you optimistic that this can be sorted?
We're doing everything we possibly can. We are on our knees with open arms, begging the Department of Justice to meet with us. I've offered to go in with my computer to the Dáil to show them all the documentation that we have forwarded to them that will, you know, give them assurance that all safeguarding issues have been put in place.
And is that the issue that they are saying? Is it a safeguarding issue, or is there other documentation they say is missing?
It appears to be, and there's a number of issues, like when they say insufficient documentation, but when we've sent that documentation, we're at a complete loss. So has that documentation not reached the Department of Justice, or what's going on? We don't know. Like, we've literally, we're offering to go in. We have everything. We have all the documentation. We have the consent from the parents signed. So it's just, it's a very difficult situation. And we're just kind of imploring them at this stage, please meet us. And we will be able to provide everything that they require. And it will be a safe trip. It's with their coaches that are coaching them every single day, and the parents have consented to them travelling to Ireland.
I'm kind of reluctant to even bring up anything said online because it can be so toxic and so poison. One of the allegations made was there was not return flights booked. Can you deal with that?
That's 100% incorrect. The return flights have been booked.
I imagine it was.
And in fact, one of the coaches was just over here in April doing some training, and he returned. Sure. So these guys, their family is in the West Bank. They want to come on a holiday. Yeah. They're not coming over for a refugee status or anything like that.
I asked the question because I think it is important to lay bare those myths. Look, we wish you well, and we'll keep in touch on this story. Jill Waters, GAA Palestine Press Officer, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast, and let's hope in the coming hours and days this issue can be sorted and these kids can come over and play a bit of gaa here.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.